2HXS Mobile.
E4BM Mobile.
Good morning.
So,
what's going on with you today? I myself am going to go take care of some people's heat. See if I can't get them running.
On that, I'm going to the optometrist to get my safety glasses and my everyday glasses adjusted. After that, I do not know.
I see. Did you get the reference? I'm just a joker at heart, I guess. Sometimes I just make myself laugh. Sometimes I make everybody laugh. I'm surprised Patrick didn't come in and say something. He's probably out there listening. Oh, no, he's off today. That's right. Today's Friday. Anyway, yeah, I'm just got like 3 stops got to make today and hopefully be home middle of the afternoon, and that's it for the week. I'm done till hopefully after Christmas, unless my phone starts ringing.
I still got 2 more days at work, and then I've got a week and a half off. And then, I don't know. Right now, I'm just trying to get everything tied up here, and then ain't no telling what's going to go on after that.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird weather. Warm one day, cold the next. Drive me a little crazy.
If this weather would settle down and get cold, because at least decaying leaves gives me a headache. I've had a headache since the beginning of December, and it just won't go away. And I'm the guy that never takes pain pills, and the past couple weeks have been pretty rough.
Oh, I hear you. I'm not a big fan of taking a lot of medication either. You know, going up in the attics and underneath houses and dealing with all that stuff, dust and insulation and blown-in insulation, and make you cough your lungs out. But when I get home, a lot of times I'll use a neti pot, and it's a nasal wash, and that'll get all that out of there, and that kind of helps me.
I've got one of those electronic things that suction one hole and push it through the other. I haven't thought about using it yet, but thank you for reminding me. I might have to do that.
Oh, isn't that called a Navage or something? I haven't tried that yet. I think I've seen them in one of the stores, either Walgreens or CVS or something. I'm dying to try that.
It's called the Navage. Other people don't like it. I don't mind it. Reminds me of going swimming at the beach. And not to try and inhale water through your nose. but it doesn't bother me too much. First time, try it again. Got to get reaccustomed to it. But after that, it's all cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some stuff that I use, you know, along with the little saline packet you put in. But it's called Alkalol. And what it is, it's a wintergreen smelling nasal wash, and it was introduced to me years ago by my chiropractor. You put a little bit in, and it helps open the sinuses up and helps you drain a little bit. I know I don't want to get too gross on the radio. Somebody had come in and beat me up for it, but it works very well.
I miss the saline nasal washes. But the last time I had to do it, I was on the very ragged edge of having a sinus infection, and I couldn't miss any work, so I did that for days on end, and finally cleaned it up.
Well, the saline is actually not as harsh. It's more of like a gentle wash, you know, like Ivory soap or something. But, no, it's much better for you than medication.
Mobile. Yeah, I totally agree. And to your jokes, can't take life seriously for too long.
Oh, no. God, if you've heard us on here between me, Tom, Patrick, Shane, oh yeah, we all cut up pretty good. Even when Steve comes on, we're all cut up a little bit. KB2HXS, mobile for ID.
On the radio in quite a long time. I still have the mobile all the time, but nothing in the house. I'm still trying to work on my HF antenna and get it back in the tree, but I'm in the rebuilding stages of that. But other than that, I changed over to day shift from being on night shift for over 20 years, and it's a shocker.
Oh, I hear you. Now, years ago when I was working at Grumman Aerospace, I did the 3 to 11:30 shift. And, of course, you know, back then it was mandatory overtime, so you didn't get home till, you know, pretty the wee hours of the morning. But, oh, yeah. No, I get it. I've done shift work. But, yeah, I've got a wire antenna up. In fact, I got a friend of mine up in New York going to send me down a G5 RV because I want to do more listening down on 160 meters and down below. Right now I can only go down around 80 meters or so, and that's it.
I've got an 80-meter dipole. Well, I had an 80-meter dipole in the tree, in the air. But I'm changing it back to 600 ohm. I'm not a fan of this 450. It just doesn't let me tune where I want to go. And I want something a little more robust than 450 ohm.
Yeah, well, if you're familiar with the G5 RV, I don't know what the impedance is on it, but it's got the two long legs and then the ladder line that comes down, and I believe that's where you put the ballam at the bottom of the ladder line. I got to do some more research before I tinker with it too much.
It's a pretty good compromise antenna, but then again, if it's not a specifically tuned wire or antenna for that frequency, it is a compromise.
My Kenwood, my old TS-450, has got the built-in antenna tuner in it, and I also have a big manual tuner, which I don't really need. I'm looking at a couple.
I also have an auto tuner in the radio, but I don't use that very often. I like to go places where I think can't keep up, and I just keep on going back to my roller inductor.
Yep. But yeah, I'm also looking into putting up a beverage antenna just for receiving purposes. I got to look online and see how to build one of those. I got plenty of property to stretch it out. I want to build one so I can hear things a little bit better than what I have up now.
All I've got is a little half acre. One day I'm gonna start growing aluminum out the ground. But till then, I'll just have to deal with my wire in the air.
I got you. Yeah, I'm on 2.8 acres. My problem is I got a lot of trees. So to run wires through the trees, sometimes, I don't know, it's going to interfere to a point, but I'll figure it out.
The drone makes it a lot easier to get a tagline over them. I don't know. I don't even know if my batteries are still good with my drone. I haven't flown it since last year when I first had the antenna up, but we'll see here in about a month or so, and see if I can't get my antenna back up in the tree.
Well, that's a good idea, bringing it up with a drone. Wow, that beats trying to shoot it up there with a bow and arrow.
I've gone down that slope before. I used to use a pneumatic tennis ball gun, and then, wow. It's much easier being a sniper than it is trying to just shoot mortars over.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have a pretty simple bow and arrow setup, and I haven't used it to do an antenna. You know, my antennas are fairly low. I think the lowest part is the one leg on my off-center fed dipole is like maybe 30 feet.
Look up my call on QRZ and give me a shout if you ever need some help. I'm sure I'll have my drone situation situated before then.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And what were your calls again? Please tell me again.
Echo 4, Bravo Mike. The first name is Ben.
Yeah, we spoke before, Ben. This is Dave, KB2HXS. And I'm in Greer. Gurr. I'm in Gurr. So I don't know where you're at, but yeah, cool. I'll have to look it up later when I get home.
The QTH is in Belton, but I'm over here on right near Malden at the moment, trying to work my way to the optometrist.
I got to do. I'm almost at my supply house anyway. I'm I'm down here on Rutherford Road losing a repeater, coming into the shadows of Paris Mountain. So, Ben, we'll catch you later. AE4BMKB2HXS.
You have a great day, and enjoy some of this sunlight, because I surely am. Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, mobile.
Very good, Ben. Have a good day. 73, I'll try. It's a little cloudy, but I got my sunglasses on.